Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar's here, too. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back almost 14 years. That has been since he joined us for the first time. We're going to be celebrating that anniversary a little bit later in the year. He's the author of a number of books, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How. And long before there was the debate about whether people should be teleworking, he wrote the book on that, teleworking and telecommuting. He's our good friend, Jeff Sabar. Welcome back.
You make me feel old every time you introduce me.
Well, you are old, dude. Well, I've seen you.
There you go. Not as old as you, but it's okay.
Well, that's true, but you're catching up. You're catching up to me.
Exactly.
You're gaining on me because, see, I'm slowing down.
See, yeah, you stopped at like 52.
That's exactly right. I'm having another anniversary of my 52nd birthday.
Absolutely.
Hey, Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Always great.
One of the things that I talk to my audience about, and anybody that will listen all the time on the show, is the tendency that we have, all of us, me included, to operate our businesses inside of our four walls, and as if that's where all the information, all the inspiration, all the things we need are. You journalists call it, it's like reporting inside your head. You don't actually go outside in the world and do reporting. You sort of just imagine what it would be like and report on that. Business owners do that same thing. We do that too much sometimes, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially a home officer, somebody who works from home. And we're not talking teleworkers. We're not talking, corporate employees who work from home, although they face some of it as well. They occasionally face the isolation, especially those who work full-time.
But usually there are people who are pulling their chains from somewhere else and importing news to them. But business owners are different, aren't they?
Absolutely. Where as a business owner, we sort of make our own way. We make our own contacts. If we go quiet on our end, then there's no one to reach out and hold us to it. And it's really a multifaceted dilemma that faces the home officer when you're stuck in the routine of your day, and you can the isolation that can evolve and arise working from home is quite common and quite unnerving to those who don't do it. In fact, if you talk to people who are W-2ers,
yeah,
who don't work from home, I could never work from home. It would be so isolating. That really is the most frequent I don't want to say complaint, but reason why they won't work from home.
I worked from home successfully twice. Once as an employee, a corporate employee, managing a territory for a company, the company was Xerox, by the way, and then I worked from home as when I started my business in '89 for about almost 3 years, and the way I did it was I got up in the morning and got ready, and I left my home office, and I went out into the marketplace, and I was out where things were happening all day long.
Right. Right.
And came home, and at night, this is, of course, I was getting started in those days, then at night I would literally do the work that I had sold that day or that the week before, the month, whatever projects I was working on. I did my projects at night. I did my work at night.
Absolutely.
I didn't sleep much.
Well, you're growing a business. You're not supposed
to
sleep much.
That's right. But I mean, I made sure that I got out and was in the marketplace.
Right. And you know what? That's, I think, one of the realities that we don't face, and it's one of the cures, if you will, that we don't sort of embrace when working from home is, you know, sometimes I get into those doldrums and I say, okay, I just got to get out of here. So I'll start scheduling some meetings. I mean, I'll schedule meetings with clients I haven't seen for no particular reason. Just, hey, let's go out to lunch. Let's go out and talk shop. I'm not going to hit you up for new work. I'm not, you know, that's just because also when you run your own business, your clients often are a little bit closer than you know, that you develop a bond, you develop a friendship, a kinship with them where you'd like to build on that relationship. So it's a great reason or excuse to get out. Both you're building on that relationship and you're helping, you know, put off any of the isolation that can arise from working from home.
Would you say that personality influences what we're talking about, Jeff? And here's why. I like meeting people. I like talking about business. I like solving problems. And if I was going to do any of that, I had to go somewhere else to do it. I couldn't do it at home. So it pulled me out of my office. And I always got out. I mean, I always left and went out and did that. Some people, I wonder if you're more inclined to not want to do those things, to not necessarily, you don't love business maybe or whatever. Maybe you love what you do, but you don't love business.
Right.
If your personality is not like that, you might find excuses for staying in.
Absolutely.
More than I would have, let's say. What do you think?
Well, absolutely.
Or you?
That's the nature of sort of the individual personalities that we have. There are people who don't want to get out and work. Think about it. There are people who are numbers crunchers, who are like business analysts, you know, or work in the back room of a bank, who don't want to go out and mingle with people. Just leave me alone.
Right.
You know, I just want to sit in the back and do that. So as much as there is a spectrum of personalities out there, there's a spectrum of the way that we approach business. So I would say I'm kind of middle of the road. I'm gregarious, which means, you know, I really like the company of other people and making friends and whatnot, but I'm never happier than on a day when I've got a ton of work to do, and I will never leave the four walls
right.
of my home office.
That's right, and there's a name for it. I'll think of in a second. Extrovert, introvert,
Introvert.
What's the word? There's one in the middle, and I'm like that too because I can keep my own company. I can stay. I mean, I have no problem being alone, but I love business so much. But the point I want to make with the personality thing is, I think it would be you'd be smart. If you're thinking about becoming a small business and starting from home, and you're going to have to do that for a while, like I did for 3 years before I had enough critical mass that I could actually rent a place.
Right.
If you're not like that, if you don't know what kind of personality you are, you might want to figure that out before you start your business from home, because you might wind up getting to spend a lot of time with yourself and not nearly enough with customers. What do you think, Jeff?
And it's absolutely unnerving to be trapped in a home office when it's not what your personality is. It's like, you know, it's at the very basic, it's doing something you don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know?
And so the point is, you could have the personality that makes you not want to be at home ever, and so you won't get the work done, or maybe you stay home too much.
Right.
We're going to talk about this some more with Jeff Sabar after these messages. Website, Jeff, quickly.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.